This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama will soon be that state's only health insurance provider for 160,000 people using Obamacare. Blue Cross is pushing for large rate hikes for next year. Other states, too, according to data from the Kaiser Family Foundation. From Birmingham, Gigi Duban reports.
Brian Cobble does marketing for a small realty firm. The company doesn't offer benefits, so he's had to buy his own. And it has never been cheap. Last year, he bought a gold plan for him and his son. That cost him about $500 a month.
And then this year, it had gone up so much that I actually jumped to a silver plan with higher deductibles.
Cobble's insurance company, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama, wants to increase premiums an average of 39% on individual plans.
For me, that's about $200 more a month. So, I mean, I can't really go down much more.
People in cities like Nashville and Baltimore will also see double-digit premium increases next year. Cynthia Cox of the Kaiser Family Foundation says many health insurance companies are finding the premiums they initially set aren't covering costs.
Insurance companies had very little information to work with, and it seems that some guessed right, some guessed wrong.
But even as many premiums across the country have stayed flat or went up a little bit, this year is different.
This is, you know, a much faster rise in premiums this year relative to what we've seen in the past few years.
Alabama's is one of the biggest increases in the country. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama didn't agree to an interview, but emailed a statement that said many of its new members are, quote, less healthy than we expected and are using a high volume of expensive medical services, end quote. The Alabama Department of Insurance is reviewing feedback from consumers through the fall. Mark Fowler, the department's chief of staff, says the agency probably won't flat out reject the rate increase.
We may wind up working with the insurer to make some adjustments in the rates and plans.
He says one goal is to protect consumers. Another is to make sure the health insurance companies stay solvent. As of next year, Blue Cross and Blue Shield will be the only option in Alabama. In Birmingham, I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.